Madeline, we'll start with you because you cover the Ski Co beat. It's almost becoming
every day there's a new acquisition.
Right. So, you know, it was a really big deal when we first got those press releases about the acquisition of Mammoth and
Steamboat.
Right, all that. So now a cousin company of the Ski Company, the Crown family, is a big investor here. They just bought Deer Valley, which is that is fairly unique because we didn't have a
anything in Utah.
Right.
And it is complementary, you think about it, but if they want to keep Aspen Skiing Company as this distant cousin, then does it really matter? I mean, I think Deer Valley was a good acquisition if you've ever been there.
It's the resort that's known for service along with Ski Co and
So I think that's why it fits well. Why did David Perry, he's so David Perry was a vice president of the ski company. He moved over into this new company that has yet to be named. Why did he refer to it as a cousin and not a sister company?
I think they've made it really clear, the Aspen Skiing Company, that they want to keep the Four Mountains here separate. That's what I am reading between the lines, if they haven't stated it outright. That the other, maybe there'll be a joint pass for those other 13 resorts. I think it's up to 13 now. And I would think, and you know, reflecting back to what Jason Blevins said on this show a few months ago, that Aspen always prides itself on having, you know, not many people, uncrowded by design, which we love to make fun of, but it is true. And then that would be my guess, that they are keeping this as a premium product and the other 13 can be a part of a joint pass with all that entails, crowds, but also more access. I still don't know, it hasn't shaken out whether this would be good for the industry. Let's hope that they use it to not make it so exclusive and gouge, and instead that they, maybe I'm a little too optimistic there, but when you have a monopoly and it keeps growing, does that mean you're going to drop your lift ticket price? Probably not, but you'll offer good deals. So how it shakes out for the consumer, yet to be seen.
Also related to ski operations is Buttermilk. Buttermilk parking lot has been fair game for everybody to park at. All good things must come to an end, and the government's gotten involved and now is charging for parking there in certain areas, which seems a little convoluted and complicated.
Well, and they're doing it, but it is going to end. The city and county have a contract. So the city is managing it and they're working with Pitkin County. The lot is three-quarter owned by Pitkin County and one-quarter by Aspen Skiing Company. But Ski Co, nothing will change in the winter, and parking will still be free there this winter, beginning, you know, December 1 or whatever. The contract with the city ends November 30th and then resumes April 15th.
What was the impetus for doing this? Why can't we just all park there for free?
I think they saw this as an asset that was being underutilized, and but also, you know, locals who dropped their dump beater cars there for 3 weeks probably didn't help the cause. I think that was part of it. But I think, you know, with everything right now, they need to put more cars there to alleviate some of the traffic in town. It just is a natural.
It's a little bit of a strange position, though, for alleviating traffic because you have to sit through much of the traffic to get there to drop off your car. I mean,
True.
traffic starts before you get to the Buttermilk lot. And there are still free spots
Yes.
for quick use. They just don't want
Mountain
people
biking.
parking there all day
Well, they know they
or
have
long term.
50 commuter spaces that you can park there all day, which are by the Rafta stop. But
Right.
those fill up very quickly,
So
as they're
there's
finding.
Three zones? Four zones.
Four zones.
Okay.
So the two freebies are the close to Rafta and then over by the mountain there. I think there's 20 spots.
That's for Sky Mountain Park.
Sky Mountain
Mountain biking.
Park. Yeah, mountain biking.
The conversations that I heard with the county commissioners about the parking lot at Buttermilk were focused a lot on long-term parking, that perhaps some people who live at Burlingame are leaving cars overnight, and also construction staging it was happening at Buttermilk, and that's kind of not the kind of thing that they want set up and permanent-ish at Buttermilk.
Well, and it's good that they can get $40 a day now for those vehicles for construction staging. I think that's what it is.
Right.
So why shouldn't those businesses have to pay?